World-renowned speaker, CEO of Miracle Channel, and senior pastor of one of Canada's fastest-growing churches, Leon Fontaine is passionate about teaching you how to tap into the incredible power of Holy Spirit. Now, from one of our Canadian studios, here's Leon Fontaine.
I'm going to approach the question today, are you righteous? The human condition is pretty bad, and sometimes we forget. We forget that mankind has no approach to God. There is such a strong sense of condemnation in the human race, such an inferiority complex, and it makes them cowards. You might see one man get up and sing to 80,000 people and think, wow, he's confident, he's got it together. But I've prayed with some of them because they go back in the green room and they got to snort four lines of coke just to recognize that I'm not what I portrayed out there. I'm insecure and I've got low self-worth and I'm struggling with issues and I feel empty on the inside, because without Christ, that's the human condition. A person can have confidence in one area of gifting. You know, walk into a hospital and watch how a doctor walks. Now have his car break down and watch him walk into a garage. Different guy. Everybody can have a gifted area that they can see, but this whole human condition of this sin consciousness that holds the entire human race in bondage, and they know, I have nothing to approach God with. The human condition, we know there's no way we could approach him. There's a desperation. And so we become philosophers and try to figure this out. But this sense of guilt and this sense of inferiority, this sense of failure, this sense of weakness, it is in every person. Now, you go ahead and do some kind of mind religion, and you can kind of, you know, take your mind and convince yourself of something else for a while, and it's fine. But deep inside, if you don't have a born-again spirit, you will work hard every day to keep yourself, I'm a winner, and it's not really there, because you're trying to superimpose confidence who at the very core in a person that has no confidence. This sense knowledge is what the human race knows, and they're all dying to have some kind of change. They just don't know what it is. And then we give ourselves to Christ, and we become born again, and we have a new nature. But now we've got preachers and denominations saying, you're just a dirty, rotten sinner. We're trying to clean you up a little bit. Let's polish you up. But your nature is fallen, and you're just a sinner. And they think that's humble that we talk this way. I'm just a sinner, saved by grace. Listen to me. That's the biggest lie, period. The Bible is not written to the sinners in Galatia, to the sinners at Rome, to the sinners at Ephesus. It is written to the saints. And there is something the early church understood that has been erased from the doctrine of church today in the guise of humility. And what it has done has destroyed our ability to use faith for healing, to use faith for blessing, for peace, for joy, for prosperity, to rise up and raise families and generations who we can't function in faith until we get our righteousness figured out. Proverbs 16:18 says, pride leads to destruction. A proud attitude brings ruin. Always as a believer, always, doesn't matter how long you've been a Christian for and how well established your doctrine is, always leave your heart open for Holy Spirit to speak to you. Let him speak through anyone he wants. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 30, it says, but of him, you are in Christ Jesus, who became for us wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. That it is written, he who glories, let him glory in the Lord. Christianity, as I travel, and I get a chance to travel and speak at conferences around the world and denominations everywhere, and I'm so thankful for amazing churches and pastors and leaders, but it's shocking to me today how teaching has become kind of like, let's just teach where the people are so they don't feel guilty about what they can't get happening. Does that make sense to you? If I'm hungry, I don't want you to teach me why it's okay to be hungry. Would you just feed me? If I'm sick, I don't want to know a whole bunch of teaching about it. It's just okay to be sick. Don't be guilty about being sick. Would you just show me how to get healed? If I'm poor and I can't pay my bills or send my kids to university or get a bedroom for them or a house that works, could you just show me how to succeed in my career? The Word of God is so different than the way so many people are presenting it today. And the one thing I want you to understand at the very beginning is when you give your life to Jesus Christ, you're no longer a sinner trying to be righteous. You are a born-again believer. Now, that means there are two natures to think about. The nature of the enemy, which is what came over the planet. When Adam and Eve sinned, okay, the nature of Satan came on the whole earth. Now, someone's going to get upset, but just listen to me. Instead of faith, they became doubt. Instead of confidence, Adam shirked and hid from God. And today it's the same way. Deep inside of every human being, the human condition is you know you're not good enough. You know there's something missing. You don't feel it right now. You can chalk it up and take a gift and become really good in one area and be confident there in a sense knowledge kind of confidence. But there is a born-again experience where the nature of fear and doubt and the enemy is taken out because it's pushed out by the very nature of God that comes into your human spirit. And your human spirit becomes ignited with confidence. You are by nature, if you are born again, you are by nature a confident person. Someone's got to smack you around with a whole bunch of bad teaching or bad upbringing to make you afraid and fearful once you're born again. When you are born again, you are filled with peace. It's your nature. You are filled with joy. It is your nature. And you got to have bad teaching or not teaching at all to let it just do that. You know, if I go out for a Harley ride and I just go blasting around enjoying myself, when I get home, I smell. I smell like diesel. I smell like gasoline. I smell like smoke from the BC fire and whatever else is out there. And I get home and Sally goes, oh, please take a shower. She's not calling me down. And then my grandkids, they go, ooh, pops. It gets in your hair, gets in your clothes, gets on your skin. And when I go shower, I'm not showering so I can be something I'm not. I'm showering off the scum and the smell and the mess so I can be who I am. When you begin to get into God's Word as a born-again believer, you need to be the washing of water by the Word, because every day defeat and doubt will push at you. And who you truly are, this nature of Christ, needs to rise out of you. Jude 24 says, now unto him that is able to guard you from stumbling. This is talking about your whole life. And to set you before the presence of his glory without blemish. Oh, this must be talking about heaven. No, it's not. This nature that is in you, this nature of Christ, is so full of power, it's so full of joy, it's so full of peace, it's so full of confidence that we somehow think it's humble. Well, you know, Leon, you just look a little bit proud. What does proud look like to you? What is pride? Please tell me. You seem to know it. Well, it's like thinking you it. I am it. What? I'm more than a conqueror. I'm an overcomer. I'm the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. I'm more than a conqueror in Jesus Christ. And greater is he who's in me than who's in the world. I am. Jesus in me. And I'm not bowing down with a sense of inferiority and, well, gosh, golly, gee, I just hope that Jesus does something. What's new? Come on. Can you imagine Jesus walking on the storm? When Peter was in the boat and Jesus was walking in the storm, he wasn't like this. How would Jesus have walked on the storm? Confidence plus. When he walked into a graveyard and a demon-possessed man that chased off everybody and could break chains, he was so demonized, he ran at Jesus, and it says he fell on his face. It doesn't say he got on his face. it says he fell on his face. And I can see the disciples, all 12, lining up behind him in single file as this demoniac is screaming. There was nothing about Jesus that would make him back down. He was confident in who he was, in his God, etc. He did not walk into situations and go, oh, we got to pay taxes now. I'll go catch a fish, gold coin, and first mouth. There's nothing about Jesus. And as he is, so are we in this world. We're called Christians, Christians. We are to be like Christ. Jesus was full of love and joy and humility, but he was not bowing down to any of the curses of this world.
We'll be right back with more from Leon Fontaine.
Every day, we are bombarded with messages telling us that pleasure is the key to living a happy life. The trouble is, it doesn't work. The truth is, when the pursuit of pleasure becomes your priority, it can actually lead you to more pain. We need to challenge the lies we've been fed and learn what truly leads to a life of fulfillment and joy. In this series by Leon Fontaine, learn three things that will lead you to a life of purpose and fulfillment.
For a gift of $30 or more, I want to send you this series, Live with Joy and Purpose. When there are difficult people in your life, that can be hard to do, and that's what this is about. So, for a gift of $30 or more, get your copy right now.
Find true joy by pursuing purpose starting today.
There's a verse in the Bible, Colossians 1, 13 to 14. It says, who hath delivered us out of the authority of darkness, no authority, and has translated us into the kingdom of the Son of his love, in whom we have our redemption, the remission of sins. I want you to notice there's four things it talks about here. First, he says that we are delivered out of any of Satan's authority. He has no dominion, no authority when you become born again. When you make a choice to accept what Jesus did for you from the cross to the throne. Second, it says here, we are born into the kingdom of the Son of his love. There's a big difference when we talk about something that is born. Okay, if I walk back and grab one of you fathers and bring one of your sons here, it's going to be kind of funny because like, Your son is in your likeness and image. We often laugh about any of the Fontaines that are born, my dad had this weird thumb and big hands, and we'll look at this little baby and we'll see these little thumbs and these big hands, and we kind of laugh because, oh, there's the Fontaine hands. And why? Because, oh, look at that nose. Well, that's the Kessler hair. Look at you. Like, because what is in the parents goes into the born child. And that's why he calls it born again. We are delivered from the dominion of darkness. We are born into the kingdom of God. Third, it says here, we have been redeemed. That means bought and paid for, debt settled, nothing left owing. He has nothing in you. Well, Leon, I got a lot of wild oats. Call them dead, because you a new creation and the old you is dead. And this thing needs to get into our spirit. That we're delivered out of Satan's dominion, delivered out of Satan's family, delivered out of Satan's authority. We are born into the kingdom of God. And it says here that we've been redeemed. We've been recreated. He's delivered us and he's remitted. He literally means there is no history to go back to. Erased history. Well, you know, I was thinking back when God goes, excuse me? Well, remember, God, when I was such a jerk and I did this, God goes, you know what? I'm so good I make myself forget. And I have remitted it. I have cleared it out. It is erased, everything before that point. And when we begin to recognize this, we begin to realize that to be a follower of Jesus Christ is not to walk around in some kind of false humility. Okay? Humility is to give God the credit for everything you do, for everything you are. That's it. That's simply it. It's not a posture. No, if you walk upright with your chest out and your stomach in and your shoulders back, that's not pride. Hello? And by the way, this is not humility either. You know, it's not the clothes you wear. It is giving God the credit for every gift that's in you, for who you are and what you're doing and where you're going. And I just refuse to back down to all the religious people who don't like it when you're confident about God. God's going to do this. This is who I am in Christ. They want to kind of, and I believe it's demonic. I believe that religion has a way of stripping you of your beauty, your power, your confidence, the blessing of God upon your life. God wants to raise you up and do incredible things with you if you just believe who you are. The Bible is so clear that He's purchased our freedom, that He's changed you and I. James 5 and verse 16, I'm going to start in the second half of the verse. It says, "The earnest, heartfelt, continued prayer of a righteous man makes tremendous power available, dynamic in its working." This issue of are you righteous is one of the most argued points in Christianity today. A large contingency of Christianity wants to say that, well, you know, you're just a sinner. Well, that would mean by nature then the spirit of Satan is still in you. Well, how are you going to go to heaven? That's like trying to put an ice cube in a fire. It just can't exist. But verse after verse after verse after verse talks about being born again. It talks about the life of Christ, the Zoe life of God, which is the Spirit of God coming into your human spirit and making you a brand new creation. And then all you got to do is start renewing your mind to who the new you is. A number of years ago, 10 years ago, the chairman of the board of Miracle Channel came to me and said, "Would you consider taking over Miracle Channel?" And I said, "No." And so we talked about it for a while. I wanted to make sure that if I'm being asked to come in and take on this huge challenge, which was going bankrupt in 3 months, didn't know it at the time, that I wanted to know that I could do that. And it's interesting. When there's a new leader, owner, CEO, then that entire new spirit, that new culture, has to begin to filter down through all of those teams and all of those staff. And if it doesn't, you fire them. We fired a lot of people. But we saved an incredible gift, the only Christian license like it today in the nation. And now it's saturating the country probably 20 times greater than it was and in languages around the world. But it took a leader to come in and to make sure that people in every department, the new culture is we will. The new culture is we're going to go think of new ways, creative ideas. We're going to manage better. We're going to lead better. We're going to get up and wherever it wasn't, we had to clean it out and hire someone that could. And that's like you. When your spirit man is alive and a new culture, this is Jesus, the King of Kings, comes into your human spirit and you become born again. There is a new nature on the inside of you. There is a new leader, a new spirit. Now you just got to renew your mind, make your body submit. It's not hard. Jesus said, "Yoke is easy, burden's light." He didn't say, "Oh, renewing your mind, it's going to be one hell of a big fight." No. He just said, "Renew your mind." And then he says, "Every day, be renewed in the spirit of your mind." And Jesus said, "My yoke is easy, my burden is light." And I want to challenge you today. I don't know how you were raised, but I was raised in a denomination. I'm so thankful for my parents who didn't teach this way. But so many of the men that I listened to in the conferences, it was like they pummeled you into humility. But humility was weakness and confusion and, "Gosh, golly gee, I just love you and the love of the Lord. And I don't know what's going to happen. I don't want to ever be arrogant enough to declare what my future is going to be. Are you kidding me? No, I'm just going to humbly..." Oh, quit. That's not even humility. You're proud of your humility. It's time to dare to pray. Dare to use the name of Jesus. Dare to take your place. Be fearless like Jesus was, walking on the storm, heading out a demon-possessed man. Understand your wisdom. No, use his name. Understand the ability that is in you. Satan fears you. You are a righteous person when you are born again. It's time to get up and just wash your mind with the water of the word. Get some proper teaching about who you are in Christ and go succeed in your career. Go succeed in your relationships. Go succeed in the peace, the joy that is yours. You should literally radiate a confidence. Radiate it. I was in a restaurant one time, and this huge bodybuilder walks up to me. And so I'm just sitting at the table by myself and having a cup of coffee and chilling. And he stops at my table. And, you know, after so many death threats and people who don't like TD people, you kind of go, oh, well, now what? So I looked up. He looks at me and he goes like this with his arm. You know how he goes, I'm tougher than you. I went, cool. I'm stronger than you. I'm going, did he just get out of the ward or what is going on? And so I just thought, I'll just talk him down. I said, cool, man, cool. And he says, but I've been watching you come in here for coffee for a few weeks and you've got more power. I said, have a seat. And I talked to him about whose power that is, whose confidence that is, and I said, would you like to receive this Jesus? He said, yes. Gave his life to Christ, began to come to our church, began to recognize what he was. This guy was so ripped. He was just a man trying to find, how can I be confident? How can I get up and exert? No man gets born and goes, I want to be a man. I want to be a wimpy man. I want to be a man that is just, no one notices. I want to be a man that everybody just ignores. Yeah, I want to be that kind of a humble nobody. No little boy is dreaming that. He's dreaming to get up and change the world. No little girl goes, yeah, I just want to be kind of puny and out of hand and limp hair and just that, you know. No, they're going to be the princess of the ball. They're the warrior princess that's going to go change something. And somewhere between there and adulthood, church just stomps out the confidence, the vision, the passion, the joy. No wonder the old covenant, which was a weaker covenant, had better leaders than the new covenant, where it's the world that is the ones who are. How many people do you see out there goes, I'm a follower of Jesus Christ and I lead a country. I'm a follower of Jesus Christ and I give billions to the kingdom. No, you know, what is wrong? What about men like David? What about women like Esther? These are old covenant people, and the new covenant is better promises, better covenant. If we could just start teaching it properly and say to people, stop groveling in front of this world as though this big bad world. Jesus, come rescue us. I thought we're supposed to go touch this world for Christ. Anyway, I hope I've upset you a little bit, because then I can get you to mobilize a little bit. You're special. You're wonderful. God made you. If I was going to put a tattoo on your body, I'd put designed in heaven, made by God, because he don't make junk and he doesn't design junk. And he made you. He made you to win. To last, to rise up. I hope that as you hear God's word, something on the inside of you begins to grow and be strong. When you hear the word of God, it should never make you fearful. God's word and his spirit will never make you worried or anxious. If you read or hear a preacher that it causes anxiety and fear and worry, it's the wrong spirit. Even if he's quoting and reading the word, his doctrine might even be okay, but it's the spirit that is behind it. The Bible says we don't have a spirit of fear. We have a spirit of power, a spirit of love, a spirit of a sound mind. And as you continue to find the messages that we are teaching here and all the teachings, I want you to know, let the Word of God come in and renew your mind. And then as your mind begins to focus on the principles of God's Word, who you are, who Jesus is, who God is, who the devil is, and then what you can do, what your legal rights are. Does it mean when you are in Christ, you are in him? That's your legal rights. But then Christ is in you. Not only now it's not just the legal rights, it's the abilities that you have. You know, it's one thing to say that a policeman has the legal right to stop that car. Okay, he has the legal right to stop a vehicle on the road. Now, the other question is, does he have the ability to stop it? Because if that person chooses to not stop, what can he do? Well, those cars have, they got rumble strips or strips where they can run over spikes. They've got cages built on the front of their vehicle to stop that car. If they have to, they have shotguns and weapons and rifles. They have ability to stop a car if they need to do it as well. And this is the beauty of when you begin to know the new covenant, you'd better understand, not only is there a legal side to my following Christ, there's legal authority I now have, but also Christ is in me, which means there's an authority, that there's a power that flows out of me. I pray that you'll keep following and learning and growing. If you don't know Christ as your Savior, pray this powerful prayer that only you can pray for yourself right now. It goes like this. Just say, Jesus, I choose to trust you. I'm going to follow you. I choose to make you my Lord, my Savior, come into my heart, my life. From today and on, I'm following you. Teach me your ways. In Jesus' name, amen. You just started the most exciting journey. Keep following the program.
If you just prayed the prayer with Leon, we want to connect with you. Contact us so we can help you with the next steps of this exciting journey. You've been watching Leon Fontaine's The Spirit Contemporary Life. For more episodes or to hear more from Leon, visit leonfontaine.com. If this program is making a difference in your life, consider becoming a partner today. Your giving makes it possible to reach people around the world in multiple languages. And as a thank you, we'll send you this free resource. And don't forget to follow Leon on social media